Protesters rallied Tuesday to keep a moratorium on fracking for oil and gas in federal waters off the California coast. The group picketed in front of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's offices in Camarillo because the federal officials are expected to release a final decision by the end of the week on whether to lift a moratorium that was imposed in January. The agency recommended doing just that in its draft environmental assessment a few months ago. Tomas Rebecki, Ventura County organizer for the nonprofit advocacy group Food and Water Watch, says this is a rushed decision with major consequences.
They're allowed to dump 9 billion gallons of contaminated wastewater directly into our oceans every year. The environmental review that they put together was inadequate and too quick, and there needs to be more studies done because this can definitely negatively impact our health and our oceans.
The draft assessment argues that fracking can be done safely. But Rebecki maintains offshore fracking is inherently dangerous, citing the risk of oil spills and pollution from wastewater and a possible link to earthquakes. He adds that dozens of wells are already in place in federal waters 3 miles off of Santa Barbara, Ventura, L.A., and Orange counties, drilling with traditional techniques able to restart using fracturing technology right away.
There's been over 200 offshore fracks, state and federal waters here in California, and on land here in Ventura County, too. There's been a significant amount of fracking. It's the second most fracked county in California.
The moratorium came about as part of a settlement after conservation groups sued the federal government, alleging it was rubber-stamping applications without proper environmental review. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.